Follow and complete a Learn More Spring 23 Trail Mix for developers or admins by March 31, 2023, 11:59 p.m. PT to earn a special community badge and be automatically entered for a chance to win one of five $200 Salesforce certification vouchers. Restrictions apply. Learn how to participate and review the official rules by visiting the Trailhead Quests page. Since the Salesforce Functions release in October 2021, we have been working tirelessly on adding new features to the product based on the feedback we have received from our customers and the developer community. In this blog post, we will cover the latest additions and innovations to Salesforce Functions from the Elastic Services team. What's new in Spring 23 for Functions? Salesforce Functions for Python. Python is now supported as a language for writing Salesforce functions. With the addition of Python support, developers can now use their knowledge of this popular programming language to build powerful extensions to their Salesforce applications. Python logo. This means that you can leverage the power of the Python ecosystem and its wealth of libraries and frameworks. From AI to data science to machine learning, Python, and its most popular package repository PyPy, have libraries for almost any task. To create a Salesforce function in Python, you can execute the following command from the root of your Salesforce project. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. And here is an example of a simple hello, world function in Python. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. To get early access to this before the Spring 23 release, please visit the project's README to get started. Bulk API support. In the Spring 23 release, support for the Salesforce Bulk API V2 will be built into the Functions SDKs for all of our supported languages. This allows developers to easily access and work with large datasets within your Salesforce org. It is useful when inserting, updating, or deleting more than 2,000 records at a time. To get started, use the bulk API.submit method in one of the supported languages. For example, in Java, you can create and submit a job like this. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. We're pleased to note that this was accomplished in part through open source contributions to the JSForce project. Binary field support. For all of our SDKs, we've made it easier to work with binary/base64 data, such as documents stored and retrieved as part of a records content version. See below for an example function that showcases this functionality and manipulates an image stored within your Salesforce org. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. Custom Cloud Native Build Packs, CNBS. One of the most popular requests has been providing a way to install Puppeteer and its set of Chromium dependencies for use within a Salesforce function. Now, you can. Cloud Native Build Packs, an open-source CNCF project, is one of the open-source technologies which power Salesforce functions. With the Spring 23 release, you can now add a custom CNB with your function to provide additional functionality, including the installation of additional dependencies that may be needed by your function. We will publish documentation in the coming days. Keep an eye out for the Salesforce Functions release notes. Additional global regions. We recently launched new regions around the world to host your Salesforce functions, allowing deployment of your function in a region of your choice. This will make it easier than ever for you to meet your security and regulatory requirements, all while staying within the Salesforce trust boundary and decreasing latency. Below is a current list of the supported regions. Virginia, USA, current Oregon, USA, Dublin, Ireland. Frankfurt, Germany. Tokyo, Japan. Sydney, Australia. We have additional regions planned, keep an eye out for further news. To get started with Salesforce functions in these additional regions, please contact your account executive. Learn more this week. Our product managers and developer advocates are back to share the latest features and functionality. To help you develop faster, there's a wealth of new content from developer relations covering their favorite new features. Be sure to check out Release Readiness Live on Friday, January 20th at 9 o'clock PST, and read all the latest Salesforce developers blog posts for more developer-related innovations in the Spring 23 release. To learn even more, check out the Spring 23 Trail Mix. About the author. Andre Serre is a director of product management within Salesforce's Elastic Services. He is focused on bringing a great experience using open industry languages and built tools to the Salesforce platform, including Heroku and Salesforce Functions. He is passionate about making the developer experience great for developers of all experience levels. You can follow him on his LinkedIn.